I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama will speak to the nation tonight from the Oval Office. It will be the first time he does that. Presidents have long chosen to address the public from the White House in times of national crisis. President Bush, for example, spoke to the nation from the Oval Office on 9/11, and again years later to outline his strategy for the war in Iraq. But sometimes the focus for such presidential broadcasts is domestic. Tonight, President Obama will be speaking about the continuing oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The White House says Mr. Obama will outline his plan to contain the environmental disaster and hold oil giant BP responsible. Senior reporter Dan Stone covers the White House for Newsweek. Dan, it's clear there's no shortage of competing demands and expectations for the president these days. Tell us, though, why does the Gulf oil spill merit the Oval Office address when crises in Iraq and Afghanistan do not?
Well, that's certainly the big question in Washington, because President Obama has never used this venue before. It's been about a year and a half into his presidency, and we're finally seeing this very prestigious venue. He sees this as a crisis. It very much is. In the past few days, we've seen the White House characterize this as similar to 9/11 and how much it has rattled the nation and the implications because of it.
Now, it's worth noting the level of issues across the president's mind and which require his full attention and focus. Any president, really, in the course of a day from, in this case, from the Gulf of Mexico gusher to Afghanistan. Give us kind of the nitty-gritty of an average day on the president's docket and the various competing issues he has to deal with.
Remember, about 7 weeks ago, BP wasn't even registering. This wasn't even an issue, and President Obama had a full plate then. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about Afghanistan and Iraq. When the White House sends out his schedule each day and they send out his calendar, you can see all the different meetings he's having. In the morning, he's talking with advisors about creating jobs. Sometimes in the afternoon, he'll have a trip. He'll be meeting with senior advisors from the Pentagon about the war in Afghanistan or in Iraq and what they should do about troop levels there. And don't forget, you know, outside of this BP disaster, there's the whole energy issue and environment, climate change. And in all of these issues, there's the opportunity to win or lose supporters for not just him and his reelection in 2 years, but also for his party. Remember, this is an election year, and image matters very much where he is and where he appears to be devoting his time.
So what actually drives the ranking of priorities in terms of, you know, what gets the president's attention and what gets lost in the process?
That's a good question. It really depends on what they think they can drive the message with that day. Now, the economy, of course, is a big issue, but there aren't many specifics there. They want to drive the message that they're creating jobs. This BP thing, of course, polling has showed that this is high on the mind of the American voters right now. So they want to make it appear that the president is out in front. He's gone to the Gulf Coast about four times now. We're expecting another trip within the next 2 weeks. He wants to appear engaged. The way they create the docket is, you know, it's all politics, when they could get the best photo ops, but also when they could make him look like he's got it under control.
Right. So there's the gusher in the Gulf of Mexico, and Mr. Obama has two major wars, or at least a war and a half, still going pretty much full tilt. And he's a wartime president. Does he have time to actually be on the phone and in day-to-day contact with the commanders waging those wars?
It's certainly a job that takes some micromanaging. Now, he's very careful, and he's different from his predecessors, specifically George W. Bush in that sense, where he doesn't need a hand in every single decision. But these are high-stakes things. This isn't just some conflict in some part of the country that no one's paying attention to. This is Afghanistan and Iraq, where America has had troops for coming on a decade. And to appear disengaged on either of those issues could seriously alienate a chunk of his voters, and certainly the folks that stood behind George W. Bush. Their main priority is national security. So he wants to make sure that he's appearing engaged on that issue as well.
Dan Stone covers the White House for Newsweek magazine. Dan, thank you very much.
Sure thing.